One of my favorite lines from Scripture is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. It's the fifth, says that God's ways are not our ways, and God's thoughts are not our thoughts. It's probably one of the best ways for me to summarize in my own life, in some ways, how God really does do certain things in my life, and I just don't always see them or recognize them. But probably another great line comes when we hear in this reading, it is said, and let me look for it again, so say it the right way. Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. So when Isaiah was talking, this first reading, at least today, is actually talking about how God sees us, and how he sees us so much differently than we might see ourselves or one another. In my spare time, which as you can imagine I don't have a lot of, listening in on some of the theology classes and listening what some of the students are in the classroom. And I remember last fall, I was in the classroom with the 10th graders, and there was a project that they were doing, and it was called the Sinless World Project. The classroom were divided into groups. You can work with two or three people, and you had to create a scenario what the world would look like if it had no sin. What would today's world look like if we had no sin? So over the course of the period, I would go around the room and I would ask some of the students, what would the world look like? So some of them were repeated. But a lot of the answers were kind of infill. Well, the world wouldn't have borders. We wouldn't have police. We wouldn't have war. We wouldn't have, right off the top of our heads, they were considering. We wouldn't have a lot of things, and our world around us would look a lot differently than it does today. And that's kind of a good practice for us to think about as we pray with this weekend's readings. How would the world look if there were no sin? Not just the world, but your world, my world. It would look a lot different if we had no grudges, if we had no division, if we had no sin in our own heart. We would see, if we had no sin, we would see the world very differently. And that's the practice for all of us. Not as God sees, does man see. Because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. First things that we do, sometimes I'm tempted to turn on the news. Of course, it's never a good idea. Instead, it's good to pray. It's good to sit with Scripture. It's good to reflect on how God sees the world instead of how we see the world. Sometimes a good idea, though, because all of a sudden I start to see the world as if I'm supposed to be a different person, look differently, act differently, be different. But God sees with the heart. You and I see in appearance. That's the difference. And that's, of course, yes, it's a long gospel, but it's good to pray with, because notice that this man had no name. And a lot of times, scripture scholars will say that when we hear a gospel passage where somebody doesn't have a name, that we should put ourselves in that person's place. So if you imagine if God would come to you today, Jesus himself would come to you today and wash those eyes of yours and mine, and to be able to help us to see the world around us, to see the light, to see the fact that the Lord wants us to, has a bigger plan, wants us to see what it's like to live freely. That's what the Lord longs for. Today's gospel is not just a great story about how God is doing a miracle, but it's actually a story about how God is doing a miracle in our life today by bringing about light, a sinless world. How would that look for you and for me? Maybe we can pray for that today as we pray with the Eucharist and realize that the Lord wants to give us more of himself today, to appreciate that this world is, in fact, a dark one without him.